Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we go. It's episode 52 of the Unlikely Weightlifters podcast. Home lift for me, away lift for Tom Rigglesworth. Tom, good morning.
Morning.
The podcast where, of course, we try and gain functional strength to shore up our glass backs, yada, yada, yada. But essentially, it's a big open conversation. We are in the locker room. So, of course, that means me, Tom, and locker room attendant, my wife, Helen Rutter. Now, you might be able to hear moving around the locker room there, just making yourself a cup of tea. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Now, Tom, you've just come straight from the chiropractor.
Yeah, I got the all clear from the chiro. He did his back clicks.
You did full back sack and crack at the chiro.
Full back sack and crack, yeah. Have you attended a chiro before?
For shin splints when I was a teenager, and I used to do a lot of bowling on hard wickets.
What about your legs?
Osteopath.
No, that's also back. Osteo's also back.
Is it?
Yep, osteo and chiro are pretty much back.
Osteo's bone, isn't it, in general, our general bone
type. Yeah, bone, because I had osteoarthritis, which had my...
The osteopath, I've been to an osteopath and it's like a chiropractor, but they do a bit less cracking, and they also do... So the osteo does things like this as well.
Don't you dare pop my back like we're on the internet.
Just
can you describe, Helen, for the podcast, what you're doing?
I'm just lightly putting my hand on your shoulder.
You're moving him like Nick Parks might move a... that was minimum movement.
Yeah.
Although you're saying nothing.
They don't do much, but it did work.
Is that Reiki healing?
Is it spiritual?
Well, it's not spiritual.
Was there hot rock involved?
No, there weren't any hot rocks. I think it's probably less... Well, it's just less physical, but I don't think it's spiritual, but it did feel, it erred on the side of...
Did it?
What you're doing.
Hippie stuff.
I remember...
Like, can you crack my back, please?
Yeah, right, get somewhere done.
But then afterwards, it still worked. I was like, oh.
Right.
Well, many, 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 many years ago, before the chapter in my life where I'd met Helen Rutter here, my ex-girlfriend, she worked at a place called the Clinic, which was in that bit of... really fancy bit of London at the top of Portland Street.
Oh, like Harley Street area.
Yeah, that kind of area in this crescent. And her mate, who she met there, were on the reception. They used to get offered all of the treatments available at that clinic. Now, at this point, the doors were swinging open. Liz Hurley, people like that, Jasper Carrot, to name but a few. Luminaries and show business.
The dressing room. Oh. Are you finished with our Esquire bag, Liz?
Yeah. quite the locker room. Anyway, but they used to go and have all the treatments for free in their lunch hours and stuff. And there was one that was Reiki healing.
That's Hot Rocks, isn't it?
No, it was energy healing. Wow. Energy healing. Okay. Yeah, where the hands are just placed near.
Mrs. Rachel Brady? Well, she had online Reiki healing.
Wow.
The other day.
So someone puts their hands up to the camera.
Through the screen.
Wow.
You need a fast connection for
now,
that?
Now, yeah, I imagine you need a
super broadband for
you
that.
Need a really good connection
that,
for that.
That would not work on dial-up.
Because, I mean, with... I could be prepared to be shot down in flames here, but I'm sceptical about Reiki healing because of the anecdote I'm about to tell. But then that would make me exceptionally sceptical about online Reiki healing. But I remember at the time, went in and had the energy healing, and what was it like? And said, well, I had to have my eyes closed. And she said, I have the strangest feeling that I could feel a pair of balls on my forearm.
Right.
Like man's balls.
Classical.
On my forearm. And I remember...
She wasn't inspired to open her eyes.
No. But, I mean, good God. I mean, I'll have to bleep all names out of this, obviously, won't I? Because it could be completely libelous. Oh, right. But and I hope that none of it is triggering for anyone. But that feeling of, you must trust the process. And then I remember came back and told me all about it. And I was going, that sounds really dodgy. And then she went and had it the next lunchtime and said, yes, it did feel like there were a pair of balls on my forearm.
Forearm?
Yeah.
I mean, just only the forearm.
Only the forearm, yeah. Just a feeling of a pair of balls touching my forearm. So whether this guy was some kind of predator who was basically teabagging ladies' forearms whilst supposedly doing Reiki healing, but that's made me sceptical.
It takes a lot to undo, though, once that thought gets launched. I'm sure there are a lot of well-minded Reiki healers out there that don't clatter their nads against.
You'd hope so.
I've got to hope so. But I've got a bit of a. Have I remembered it? Yeah. So let me just tie these shoelaces up. So in light of last 2 weeks, we'll do this at the end if you don't mind. But I'll introduce it now.
So why while you're tying your shoes up?
Yeah.
Before this reveal, why do you have special shoes which make you leave your normal shoes in our house quite frequently? Yeah. but you don't have special shoes that you change into.
Well, it's because Tom's shoes look like something that Tiny Tim would wear in A Christmas Carol, aren't they?
They're a little bit built up, orthopedic, yeah.
Why do you have special shoes and why don't you have special shoes?
I've just never bought any special shoes.
You've got all the same kit.
Yeah, these are for purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on brand colour-wise, of course. Everything's red and black. But,
yeah, they wear his own.
But I bought them separately, yeah. But it's a harder heel to allow the transmission of force while I'm doing explosive lower body work. And these straps here support the foot. I don't know.
And I deadlift in my slipper because that again is a harder.
Yeah, it's a hard.
It allows me to transmit force when I'm doing explosive lower body work, and I wear two pairs of underpants for the same reason.
on that note, right? So last time I was here, of course, before I left, I sampled like a cheese selection.
Yes.
And I mentioned it. I can't remember why I mentioned it to my in-laws. For some reason, I mentioned it to my Danish in-laws. And my mother-in-law, she's so sweet and generous. If you mention anything, something, whatever she's got that's vaguely connected will turn up.
Wow.
Like within the hour. She's like, oh, are you talking about that? So they do this mad thing, right? This is of course, we know what that is.
For the tale of the tape,
or garden red onion.
Tom has just bought a very, very large red onion, though. It's a big one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but well, that's because we get a box of wonky veg delivered every month. So we basically, this thing turns up, LuluPay goes for it, we subscribe to it. Every month there's a box appears at the bottom of the garden, I have to go and get it. and it's full of like things that should be smaller that are massive and things that should be big tiny. So we've got right. small carrots and massive onions, stuff right. like that, wonky wonky veg, but it's quite good and there's nothing wrong with it. And then this is a bad boy here. Now this is a Danish wow. cheese
Ooh.
That is absolutely off the charts. It's a breakfast cheese. It's got the consistency of cheese.
How come it's a breakfast cheese?
It's a breakfast cheese, yeah. Although we have it whenever I have it with my Danish family, we normally have it after like a big family meal that tends to be herring. Then they'll bring this out, and it's absolutely unbelievable.
Wow.
I would describe... I mean, you'd have to classify it as a natural high.
I mean, it is...
What, the cheese? This cheese?
High. Yeah.
It is
yeah.
wrapped, but you've also put it in a Ziploc
you've really
bag.
You've really got to treat it like asbestos. You've got a double... you have to double bag minimum. It is unbelievable.
Is and it really strong?
Yes, 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 yes. And it must be... It has to be considered hazardous.
Okay.
As far as storage, transportation...
Isn't that interesting? Because I would have thought yeah, Danish looked, cheese would be...
Yeah, mild.
Mild, and that looks like a mild.
It does look like a mild, and that really does, you know, never judge a book by its mild looking, mild cheddar cover.
Wait, is Edam Danish?
I don't know.
Dutch.
Edam's Dutch. Yeah. Huge apologies.
I mean, they all do similar, like, they do one with that bit of milk, they do one that you put in a cave that gets mouldy. They all got a take on different things. This is called I've got my readers on, and I can't really understand Danish anyway. But gammel means it's always called the old man Danish cheese. Anyway, that's by the by. The point is that we'll have it at the end if you're up for it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You have it with a bit of red onion, and then you sprinkle, like one might sprinkle vinegar on chips,
yeah.
you put a sprinkling of rum on it.
Oh,
wow.
Well.
I tell
I
you,
see.
You will leave your body for seconds. it's extraordinary stuff, so we'll do that.
Excellent.
It needs, of course, it needs to be brought to room temperature, so I'll leave it
excellent.
There.
Wow.
But keep it away from everything.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it'd probably take the varnish off this table. If you I'd just put it on a spike, leave it in the air somewhere.
Absolutely outstanding. Well... What a treat to enjoy at the end of the podcast.
Thank you, Mrs.
Have you got any Valba Hansen?
What's her name? Valba Hansen.
Valba Hansen. Well, I don't want to give away Lorna.
Lorna, thank you, Lorna.
Thank you, Lorna. Incredible.
I think that's all my bank details. Yeah, but just for the record, I've lived at my address for 6 years.
Now, the rum that we've got, just so...
Oh, any old... I mean, it's so old. Like, you're dealing with...
It was opened, I think, about 7 years ago. I think it's from your
rum
one of your birthday parties.
Rum doesn't move like that, does it?
I don't know.
I mean, I suppose it could go wrong, but I've had this and it is unbelievably good. In a very weird way. It's really you might hate it. Be prepared for that. but you might really like it. You'll certainly agree if you get it right with the rum and the onion.
And the red onion and the vinegar.
It's like colossal flavours going somehow.
Do you remember that one that Kerry brought back from Iceland?
Oh yeah.
Was it Iceland?
Yeah, that was.
She brought a cheese back from Iceland that. I mean, the reactions that it turned into a thing of who else can we feed this to
to
all just to really, just really that. Laugh at how they respond to it. The kids in particular were brilliant. just getting towels to wipe their
It was insane. Because that
it wasn't like a strong cheese. It just... It wasn't strong in that kind of like blue, like.
It was brown, like toffee, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like The flavour would never leave your mouth. No. It didn't go into your... It was a really odd,
this
was
one,
sweet...
This one floods the nervous system.
But I'm all
like
in
an
because
adrenaline cheese.
Because I love the herring, the pickled herring with bits of onion on it.
You've got a general anaesthetic. That, just before you go out, that, what?
Count backwards from 10. Yeah. 10. I'm out.
Well, the bit between 9 and 9.5 is that cheese.
I'm
incredible.
Anxious.
Absolutely brilliant.
When it comes out, I get a little, here we go.
And you've bagged, double-bagged it really well. I can't smell anything through that at all. But it's...
I spent a fair few years buying weed in South London, getting it on in the tube. What I don't know about double-bagging isn't working. I've walked past a whole pack of sniffer dogs.
Can't believe you brought a spaniel to the top of the escalators. That's pretty like bringing a knife to a gunfight. I'm walking straight through.
<That's it. laughs> Have you got any rye bread or anything like that?
I don't. Some
that's just a substrate.
Got some really.
Flavour-wise, just go straight with the cheese on it and.
Incredible!
But it's nice on rye bread.
We've got some wholemeal brown bread. It's the closest we're going to get, but it's quite nutty, if that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Right, well, we should probably head through, shouldn't we, you're on a tight turnaround.
Of course, we need to free up 12 minutes for the...
Why is your turnaround so tight?
I've just got to get back. Lulu's got to go somewhere. It's 12.30,
12.45. Right, ballpark.
Yeah, but it's 10. I mean, we've got 2 hours.
It's 11.
How time flies in the locker room, Tom. Delightful, Tom.
I think it was inspired by the fact that you put fairy lights around the dojo, Rob.
Yeah, well,
just made me play with a slightly more ethereal feel.
It did, more
like I was trying to channel Enya.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely. I do feel that because at this point of the year, do you know what I mean? We're mid-Jan as we record this. It's unbelievably cold outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm having to actually smash ice to get into the paddling pool.
It's novelty cold at the moment.
Yeah,
it's like cartoon cold.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
And I just pray that, you know, everything I'm doing is like, oh, I just feel like I'm in Wacky Races or something.
Yeah, if you were to do an outdoor wee, it would probably turn to icicles, is it?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
As it tinkled onto the floor, yeah. So I thought, I had to get a string of 600... warm lights from B&Q for the tree this year for £14. They're 12 volts. They're on the adapter there.
Yeah.
And I figured I'm just gonna liberally just kind of drape them around the dojo just to give us that twinkle. Is it called Hygge?
The IKEA thing.
It's
with two dots.
Hygge.
Yeah,
create a bit of that. Yeah,
I mean, it looks like a wedding planner's been here, Rob. It really does.
A wedding planner and halfway through a removal.
Yeah, wedding planner and removal company. of traded blows.
So we're on a mid pause, mid warm up.
We should get back.
The press I'm struggling with because I think my shoulder's gone. Fearing that your knee's about to blow out.
I've got
squat.
A tendon that's making its presence felt.
Yeah, there's every chance that this weightlifting journey could end up with us just eating cheese and onions.
But we must. Put, so let's carry on with this.
Right, I'll carry on warming up. But
wanted to just give you a flavour of the theme tune for
it's
today.
It's really nice. Yeah. It's, what are you calling that?
I don't know.
Is that one of your own compositions?
Yeah. It just sort of fell out of the piano, Rob. I just took one look at the fairy lights.
Yeah.
And, like
beautiful.
I say, yeah.
Beautiful. Can you give us a little bit more as I warm up?
I have Orinoco Flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. be enough, right?
No, that's perfect, yeah. Yeah. Or an Elko Flow, or maybe we can, to make it more on brand with us, we could maybe Saniflow or something like that. Yeah, Saniflow.
Yeah, yeah. Or you simply call it The Removal Man and The Wedding Planner, which is a great title for one of those Richard Curtis films, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just the film. It's only the film Richard Curtis wanted to write.
The British rom-com.
Right, I'll go and see if I can warm up without some form of knee or tendon failure. Did you happen to see the rebooted Gladiators on the BBC?
No.
Oh, you missed a treat. Because, of course, back in the day, what we were looking at early 90s, aren't we, when we used to watch Gladiators?
With Crow?
Saturday night.
Oh, you mean, not the film, you mean the actual game show?
Yeah, not the film with Crow, I mean, the original and best. Yeah, with The Wound with John Fashion.
Jet. Wolf.
Hunter. We'll come to Wolf.
Right.
Because we watched the rebooted version on the BBC.
It's just on, is it?
Yeah, it's a like-for-like remake.
Right.
Exactly the same. Format's pretty much the same. Games, slight tweaks.
Well, it certainly wasn't broke.
Oh, exactly. It didn't need fixing. I'm from a generation where that was Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was Baywatch, Gladiators, Blind Date, pub.
Yeah, that's
wasn't
right.
It? Yeah. It really was.
Next morning... Country File.
Yeah.
Songs of Praise, Bullseye.
Yeah. Vomiting into the toilet.
Yeah.
But my God, Gladiator, it was great. We watched it as a family together. And there's a new bad guy on the block called Cobra.
Right.
Who all the kids would go, whoa, I can't believe Cobra's, whoa, I can't believe he's doing that. And me and Helen were just saying to him, look, guys, you will never begin to understand how bad Wolf was.
Oh, with Cobra not a patch on it?
Oh, well, just... Do you remember, I was just saying to the kids, like, just sometimes, like, Wolf... I mean, he did not give any shit.
No, he didn't. No, he was mean, wasn't he?
Mean, so mean. I said, like, sometimes, like, Wolf would even potentially growl at people.
Yes.
And then John Fashanu or Ulrika Johnson saying, do you think that's appropriate? And he'd just go, I don't care. And he'd just walk off. That's
no respect. Yeah, no respect.
No respect. I remember there was one episode where I think as he was walking away, it sounded a bit like he might have burped or something.
Wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
The guy's an animal.
Yeah, and he didn't even... And I think Ulrika said, excuse me, did you just do a burp? And he just kind of went...
Whatever,
just walked off. Like, so often, apparently, he didn't say thank you when he was in the staff canteen. Stuff like that, and the kids couldn't comprehend just how bad this guy was.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Well, if you have any memories of how bad Wolf was?
I only remember him being extremely wicked and uncalled for in the game where the, you know, when he's scrapping with a giant cotton wool stick.
Yeah, pugil sticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like a double-handed. It's like you're rowing a canoe.
Yeah.
But there's no canoe involved. You're sort of batting each other with the thing.
What do you mean, like, you'd be bad, like someone would say, can we shake hands?
Yeah, and he'd just prod him.
No, thank you.
Yeah, he'd prod him again.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't have any more memories. I don't remember him, you know, being particularly vile.
Yeah, but that was really bad, like bad manners and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, people say, how are you doing, Wolf? And you just go,
I'm surprised he didn't get... you know, highlighter join the Me Too movement.
Yeah, just for being like kind of just being too aggressive.
Yeah,
and
wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, to actually growl at someone and not say sorry afterwards is really, really, really bad form. Is that would get him cancelled now, wouldn't it?
I would have thought so. Was he the only bad guy then, all bad guys?
There was a few bad guys in there, but Wolf was just—he was the pack leader of the bad guys.
There any good guys in the Gladiators?
Yes, I think Hunter was a good guy. I remember Saracen, he was definitely a good guy. Rhino, he was a good guy.
Oh, I remember that.
But Wolf was just...
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
So they weren't in teams, like, good and bad.
They were a team of gladiators.
Yes, of course, but within that
I think Wolf was very much...
A lone figure.
Leave him alone, guys.
I mean, it wouldn't...
I think he might have boffed in that corner of the Birmingham Arena.
And he wouldn't even admit to it.
Yeah.
If he'd have buffed.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of guy you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And
but
the
really current one
to paint that picture for the kids.
I can imagine.
Guy
yeah.
Wolf really was back in the day.
Oh, I mean, like. You struggle to explain anything to kids, really.
Yeah.
Like, what were we trying to... Like, the idea that we had four channels on the telly.
Yeah.
You suddenly realise, when they've got, like, YouTube and Netflix at their fingertips on a wireless screen that they carry around the house.
Yeah.
You realise that you haven't really got the language to describe three channels on a wired set.
Absolutely, yeah.
One of them in the house.
And we had to watch it in real time.
Yeah.
And then you add on to that, like, that someone might have gone up to Wolf and said, hey, Wolf, have you got change for a fire? And he did.
And
then just walk off. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They can't comprehend a world that analogue, but where a guy was just that bad, Tom.
Yeah, no, I think we've just highlighted where, you know, the usually brilliant range of the English language actually hits a boundary.
I heard a rumour that he didn't even used to send out Christmas cards.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Do you know what I mean?
Or was it Hindu or something?
No, it was Wolf.
Perfect isn't an explanation.
Apparently.
Like, converted to Islam 20 years before.
Sorry, Wolf, profound apologies.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if he was actually in real life a really nice guy.
Hey, Wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you might sound...
He pulled it up for that, all this badness.
Well, that pantomime.
Yeah.
All them pantomime bad guys, you know, I call to mind The Undertaker. From the WWF, you know.
Yeah.
I bet, like, he probably, you know, worked in old people's homes in his downtown, you know what I mean?
It's time for your dinner, Glenn.
Let's have another old song.
Let's take you down to the recreation room. That'll be my pleasure, man. Absolutely, yeah.
And then
every
other Sunday.
Yeah. I imagine Wolf is a smashing
probably a lovely guy.
You get him outside, get him out of the Leica and get him away from that arena.
Yeah.
Lovely guy, but in there, God, you can't begin to understand how bad he was.
Well, it's like, I mean, isn't that film Teen Wolf like that? Do you remember where they...
It's a great film.
Yeah, they kind of... It's like Gremlins in a way, wasn't it?
Yeah,
they were kind of nice and then turned evil for a bit.
Yeah.
I suspect Wolf, you know, similar backstory.
Yeah. But this new guy, Cobra, who's the new bad boy...
Nothing on him. Right. And how does he express his badness?
Oh, he like sneers at people.
Hiss.
Yeah, can hiss. Yeah.
Stand like that.
Yeah, flares his neck out.
Yeah. The usual.
slithering into baskets of rice.
Threatens to constrict you till you're dead.
Yeah, all that stuff. But not a patch on Wolf.
Right.
Not a patch on Wolf. Yeah.
And have you met them all? It was all the gladiators in one. Is it the first episode you've watched?
It was the first episode, presented by Bradley Walsh.
Right.
And his son.
Who better?
Yeah, oh, a safe pair of hands, Bradley Walsh. He was all over it. Bossed it like an absolute legend. But it co-hosted with his son.
Wow.
Bradley Walsh is... I don't know if called Bradley Walsh Jr. I should really know for the purpose of talking about it. But I'd not seen him anything else. And bring your boy to work day. Bradley Walsh, fantastic. Nice work if you can get it. Do what? On a BBC gravy train.
And is it still members of the public...
It is members of the public. What really struck me was it felt like now we've talked about this before, there's been a gym culturification.
Right. I was going to say, is it because if you watch an old episode of Bullseye, you just can't believe that these people almost walked amongst us.
Yes. My name is Alan. I'm an accountant, and I'm 35. You look 72.
Yeah.
It was a really, really.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That period of the sort of early 80s, where there's not a lot of difference from the Middle Ages to then.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's crazy to see. And I wondered are they real out of shape donuts coming on this new Gladiators, or are you actually looking
at
a sort of, CrossFit generation?
Yeah, there was a guy who was quite cocky with the Gladiators, one of the competitors, and I had the feeling. When you know the insides of how a bit of TV works, you know that people get asked to go on Britain's Got Talent and all that.
Yeah.
I reckon maybe he probably tried out to be a gladiator.
Okay,
he had that cockiness about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, and you're on first name term, but you call Cobra Steve.
Exactly.
Not
on camera,
No, Cobra, man.
But
I'll fucking constrict you.
But I was thinking how cocky he was. I thought he would be doing that if Wolf was in town.
No. They should bring Wolf in then, just to sort of...
I hope they do.
Yeah, it'd be great.
If they didn't bring Wolf in, maybe at this age he's just like an old male Wolf, and he'll just cock his tail up and spray.
Spray
muscle just over everything.
Quick piss against the podium, and then off he goes.
And no one can go near it anymore.
And everyone settles down.
Starts behaving. And his work is done. And as it turns out, I do have change for fire. He's still not having it. Oh, he's not lost it. Right, let's do set three.
Right, I'm done.
Are you done?
Yes, I am. I would do more. I've done three sets.
Fair enough, right, I'll do my last one. We go to rather broken ageing weightlifters return to the seats for rest period one. Just occurred to me, Tom, as he was telling me that brilliant story about youthful firework experiences,
right,
which obviously we do not recommend on the Unlikely Weightlifters podcast.
It
put me in my... I realised, in my knowledge of you, I don't know if I've ever asked in our friendship, where you went from Salford University... microelectronics and acoustics, occasionally enjoying a little bit of the bongs.
Dabbled in the green.
How did you begin stand-up? How did that happen for you? Where did that start?
I went to London. And
with any intention?
Not really. I would describe love as the main motivator for the move south at the time.
Right, yeah.
No, I did have a little bit of an agenda for stand-up.
You did?
But I didn't really know what to do about it. And then I went to London, I used to just watch a lot. And then I did a course.
Did you love
my girlfriend at the time? Logan Murray was the man at the teller. Good guy, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember learning much other than... That's no disrespect.
It made you get on the stage and do it.
I mean, it was an excellent teacher, no doubt, but I was not... I wasn't in a position, I'm not in any sort of drama.
Mm.
It was all alien to me, but just to sort of get on and do it.
Yeah.
And then by the time I'd done it 10 times, I'd done it 20, and then you start to learn yourself.
Yes, basically. Exactly,
But
What was the itch? What created the itch that then became that?
Well, I tell you, it was, I think, when I was at university, I saw a comedy night.
Yeah.
And I remember the act, Phil Nichol, Martin Big Pig.
Yeah.
And just thinking, I think I could do it that, a version of that. And as it happens, I'm nothing like either of them. But
yeah, very, very different.
It was that, I don't know, you just get hooked on that sort of way of carrying on. And then some people said that I should try it. And I kind of got a little bit, not sick, that's the wrong word, but it became, I was like, bloody hell, so many people are saying I should give it a go.
Yeah.
That it was almost to just sort of stop them mithering in a way.
I've given it a go.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, bombed. What
and
do you want?
Please let me continue with my career in acoustics and microelectronics.
In peace, away from this. But I tell you what, though, I did... shall I bring up the... I've accidentally freaked out...
Go on.
...my entire... Well, what happened was the other day... We were picking up the children from school, and I was in the playground with some of the parents.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember how we got onto the topic of nuclear Armageddon. But we did. And the bell hadn't rang yet, so the kids were still...
Yeah, you must just, if anyone listens to this without small children, must understand just quite how tired these people are.
It was something to do with January bleakness. I said, it was so cold. It was one of those days. It was icy, icy cold. And perhaps
felt like a nuclear winter.
Yeah, yeah. Some might
couple of steps,
that,
you're there.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just floated the remark across four or five people. Have you seen the film Threads?
Yeah.
And they said no. And I went, you should watch it. I sort of really enthused about it. I was going, it's brilliant. But it's about nuclear war, and the basically it's about a nuclear bomb landing on Sheffield.
Christ.
So and then I stood there in the playground, sort of blathering on about this film, about certain bits that happened, how it's all like shot around where we live. Like, you totally recognise... I recognise most of the buildings.
I really find this story unbelievable, that you could be blathering on about something so intense with barely noticing that what was going on around you. I found it vaguely unbelievable, Tom.
And as, when I did finally catch eye contact of the three that were left, I could see the blood had drained out of their faces and they were, like, beginning to get sort of... terrified at the prospect, and I said, yeah, I watched it, because the truth is, so it's a film about a nuclear bomb going off in Sheffield, and it's by Barry Hines, and someone else was involved in it,
the guy who invented baked beans.
He might have been the grip or the runner. But Barry Hines of Kez fame,
right? Yes,
he's the guy who did Kez. So it starts off like a normal northern
kitchen sink
style thing. Mm. It's like a young couple who get pregnant out of wedlock, and I don't think the parents have even met yet, so it's just all that classic drama around the dinner table of, oh bloody, I'm so northern and pregnant, and all that, and it seems quite like almost jolly or potentially jolly. Bear in mind, it's a 2-hour long film. After 40 minutes, nearly everyone's dead.
Christ.
And then the last 1 hour 20 is the bleakest descent into, you know, society just unravelling.
Right.
The reason I mentioned what happened was, when I was at school, our head teacher was a humanist.
Yeah.
Apparently. I only found this out afterwards. But he knew of the film Threads, which came out when we were at school. It came out in the mid-80s. So when I was 11 or two, something like that. Mm. And a few years later, he was of the opinion, as a humanist, that he should show this to as many children as possible.
Oh, Christ.
Because it would turn them against any idea that nuclear war is a good idea.
Yeah.
That was his potentially noble thought. What he did do was traumatise a generation of
schoolkids.
An entire generation of schoolkids, me included. I remember watching Threads at school. We got letters sent home saying, we're going to show them this film that's quite traumatic. Please fill in a slip. Like, the same sort of slip that when you go to a city farm.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
You just get signed and moved on.
Yeah.
No one thinks about it, but it was one of them.
And if it popped up on Netflix, it would say 18 sustained threat and death.
Absolutely, traumatized, PTSD-inducing horror show. And I watched it, and I'm telling you that for about a week afterwards, I did a paper round at the time.
Yep.
And I would walk down the middle of the... I was so scared in my own world. I would walk down the middle of the road. In case the bomb went off and buildings hit me, I'd walk down the middle of the road.
Oh, my God. Why did they do that to kids? Oh, Jesus.
And any planes that came over, like, occasionally there'd be a plane, I'd be terrified.
It's just too big a concept.
It was miles too big.
Pardon the pun, drop on kids, isn't it?
The film is amazing. Mm. If you've not seen Threads, I would watch it, but you must brace... And you must remember, it's just... I mean, it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
But it is petrifying.
Absolutely.
And so I watched... So I was telling everyone in this playground that about this film Threads. And I realised halfway through, why am I talking about this? And they're like, oh, I want to watch it. And I'm like, you've got to be careful. And the film actually went, not missing, but it went off everybody's radar.
Right.
It was hard
to get. It was too traumatic.
Too traumatic. I managed to get hold of a copy.
Of course you did. And you've now reseeded it back into the nation's consciousness.
But weirdly, and I said, like, you know, I was saying to them, like, I do actually have a copy if you are interested in seeing this. It's on bloody Amazon now.
Oh, my God.
Jeff's just spraying it around.
Jeff's spraying it around. Really, oh, my God, yeah.
Click of a button, Jeff.
And for free as well, if you're on Prime. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. So I've been managing over this last few days a few other parents that you've
deeply traumatised.
And then as a result of me... So I was like, yeah, watch it, trying to be like light-hearted. And then just felt a crushing weight of responsibility, so put it upon myself to watch it again.
Oh, my God.
So the other night, I put it on at midnight. It was 2 before I went to bed. And I mean, it just changes you, you know.
How did you sleep that night, Tom?
Terribly. I slept terribly. In a way, though, you actually, in a way, it's quite inspiring, because you watch it and you go, well, that's the worst it could be.
Right.
The fact that it's not that means that January is not that shit.
Yes.
So you can, out of the out of the absolute ashes of the film, you can go, well, clearly,
yeah,
the fact that it's minus two outside and I've got to get two kids up the hill to school and I'm tired and there was no milk this morning, all the little shitty problems really do pale into insignificance
when
you stare down the barrel of utter, utter annihilation of everything we know. So it's quite an uplift in a way.
Quite an uplifting film. It's got an upbeat vibe. And Jeff can pipe it straight into your house.
Jeff can just wallop it to any device.
Just any of your devices in your home. So there you go.
Straight into the mains, Jeff.
TV recommendation of the week.
I would watch it. If you've not seen it, though, watch it and then we'll...
Just as a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Why are you walking your kids down the middle of the road? Oh, you've been talking to Tom.
Hey, you're right. I can't...
No, I can't watch any more of that.
I can't see it because it grabs you by the jaffers. And it doesn't let go. If you watch the first bit, you're simply glued to watching the rest of it. Even though you realise,
in
real time,
you're
becoming massively psychologically disturbed.
Because it's grabbed you by the jaffers.
Yeah, and it will not let go.
Squeezing every last drop of juice out of it.
Caught in a lift door or something.
It's like being grabbed by the jaffers or getting your vagina stuck in a door.
Either way.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, unbelievable.
So we've still got cheese to come. Final set of bench presses, and then we're on with the old Danish cheese.
Yeah, well, we've dropped the deadlift for the Danish cheese experiment, haven't we?
But to be fair, I think both give the whole system a thorough working out. I think that cheese is called the Danish deadlift.
Right, because I'm really, really, really I'm fascinated to try the cheese. Quite concerned about the rum element of it. Not smaller because I've not really been drinking. I've been off the booze. But also, I don't think that rum's been touched since a party about 6 or 7 years ago.
Not yet.
And I don't know if someone...
Rum doesn't go.
What was poured back into it.
Oh, really?
Or what it is.
Oh, well, okay.
I think it's Bacardi white rum. I think. But okay. I don't know. Are you meant to use, like, a navy rum or a darker rum?
Yeah, I mean, like... My wife's family, they really go for it.
Yeah.
And so it will be some nice...
It'll be some nice rum.
Use.
Yeah. And they won't have a full day of jobs to do afterwards, will they, at this point? No. Yeah.
But you consider this was
breakfast.
It's often used as a breakfast cheese. But I'd make two points. One is that you drip the rum on.
Yeah.
Like, it's like vinegar on
cheese. Yeah. It's a condiment.
So as far as taking on board alcohol at midday...
It's a condiment.
Yeah. Second point is... Even though this rum that I'm used to having it with will be very nice, I'm sure of that, because it's a special occasion lunch that we have it at. It'll be very nice rum. I've tried it out, and it still just blows your head off.
Yeah.
Like, it might as well be petrol, to me, anyway. It's just that flavour.
Yeah.
The threads of the cabinet, of the drinks cabinet. So I don't think shit rum can have any difference.
Right, OK.
Because the idea is it just sort of... blasts apart.
It's a slap to the face so you don't see the right cross coming.
Whether it's the most aged oak barreled malarkey that costs God knows what a bottle, or some fucking backwash of a birthday do 7 years prior.
It's a flick on the bollock so the red onion can come in without you noticing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got this cheese and the rum down the left wing.
Yeah.
Down the wing, on the left wing.
So you're not going to see...
It confuses a defence.
You've not even spotted Ian Rush.
Yeah.
Hairing up the centre, carrying this incredibly potent cheese.
Yeah. So it's used as a... It's designed almost to be an absolute outlier of a take. Like, so I'm sure dodgy party rum would be... It might even
absolutely
be better.
Fine.
It might even be better.
Yeah. Seth, your old piss will do the trick.
Yeah.
Incredible scenes. Right, well, we should go and try it, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So there we go. No deadlift, but it's being substituted by this Danish cheese tasting, Helen.
Yeah, I've got to go in a second.
Well, same. Yeah, we all have to, and we all may have to go again.
Sooner than you realise.
So, Tom, as we move over to the culinary area, what do you need from me here?
We need chopping with a few slices of the red onion.
Right.
Which I'm happy to do if you give me a chopping board and then.
Here we are.
Sharp knife.
Chopping board. Sharp knife.
Some sort of cracker is not. I think we can forego the cracker, I'm really sure. We
okay.
In with the onion.
The rum, I can't quite reach it, but you can reach that bite rum up there.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Oh, it's lovely having a very tall man around the house, Tom.
15th century feel to this, look at that.
Yeah, I mean, look at the
cobwebs on there.
The cobwebs just. We don't have to have that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to not have the rum.
I'm not convinced it's got rum in it, Tom. It's hard to know. Sainsbury's white rum. Do you know what? Let me give it a good spray down the wash. That would be a cursory wash. Wouldn't do us any harm, would it?
Not at all. And then all we need to do is a couple of rings of this.
No, it's just, it's covered in what I can only say was sticky brown dust, Helen.
You ready for this, Helen?
No, I'm not, and I'm really anxious, and then I've got to go to yoga, and I'm
going to
stink.
Yoga, is it? Right. Oh, no, they love all this at yoga.
Oh, they love all this at yoga, Helen. So do we need a cracker for it?
No, it's optional. I mean, it's the least of your worries.
Right, he's opening, he's cut it. It's out of one bag. Are you going to take the remainder of the block home with you for Danny's purposes?
It's up to you. I can leave you some, I can leave the lot, I can take some back, I can take it all back.
Helen, come and get the first whack off this.
We still have the other huge
amount
of cheese. I'm not
going to
smell it.
Come and smell it.
It's outrageous. Oh, God.
I don't think I can do this.
Oh, it smells like.
I'm not going to smell it.
No. Cheese. Do you know what?
Enjoy the flavour.
It's spicy, isn't it? It's hot. It's like a hot.
Like that's you're starting to understand now why the double bagging is essential.
It's a hot alkaline kind of smell. And it's got a sweat
really,
on it.
I'm really anxious.
Right, just a clean plate, Rob, and we're good to go.
Does Lulu eat this?
Yeah. Like on special occasions. So then what I'd do...
Oh my God, I can smell it.
I would just sort of lace a couple of them across it.
Yeah.
I would drop... Honestly, I'd drop whatever that is that... I'll do it.
Okay, let's try it. Let's try it properly. Let's just see what this rum...
Like, that would be... That's two
does
mouthfuls.
Does that smell like rum to you?
No, it doesn't.
No.
I don't think it is.
No,
he doesn't.
Have you got any other strong?
I think
spirit?
It was pre-made stuff that they did that they made, and then they.
Smells just like water.
Yeah, that's going straight down the sink.
Yeah.
Have you got any? Because it's just that burn of a spirit that you have.
Mead. Negroni. These are all non-alcoholic. Angostura bitters. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. But, it's still
got
to be tried to be believed.
So. What, a bit of vinegar? Did you say vinegar's involved?
No, not generally.
Right, Helen, come and have a bit.
I'll whack up another then.
Let's wrap up another line.
Tiny for me, please, thank you.
Tiny one coming up.
Tiny. Onion.
I can't.
I'd rather smell of onion than that, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Stress enough,
I'm gonna have to go and brush my teeth as well. Oh my god.
Yeah. We're all gonna brush our teeth.
I'll just have a full bath, Alice. You're not gonna touch your sides brushing your teeth.
We're gonna have to all do this together, aren't we?
This is gonna take a fortnight detox.
We've got to do this together, right? Let's all stand round the recorder, we'll all do it together.
Is this like when I was doing shots on my 40th and I didn't want to do them, so I just went like that.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Right, I've got mine.
It hurts, doesn't it? Nobody cares.
Please.
That looks like a lot. I'm retching already. I am a bit of a retcher. Is it going to make me retch? Is it horrid?
Shouldn't be. Does it taste like cheese?
I will tell.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, it does taste like cheese. Yeah.
With raw onion. Yeah.
Here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
It's quite nice, isn't it? It's just really, really strong. Like I say, it's more of a legal high.
Jesus! Is that cheese?
Yeah.
That tastes like something from a chemistry set.
Yeah, imagine a bit of rum just sort of oscillating wildly with that.
I've got him.
It's interesting with the onion though, isn't it? Because it makes you think that it's the onion.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's not. It's the cheese that's doing that.
Yeah.
I just had a little bit of the cheese on its own.
My fingers really smell.
Did you? Oh God, it really smells, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice. Very tasty. It's just got that slight kind of alkali burn, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That you get when you open...
Drain cleaner or...
Yeah. Or that... I don't know whether
you
I'm...
You didn't eat much of it. Bloody hell. And I didn't even eat the whole thing. I took a bit off it. It's... You couldn't eat much of that. What do they do with it? Why is it such a big amount?
I'd have to ask any sort of Danish person, Helen.
Because do they cook with it?
No.
Just eat it like that?
Yeah, you just eat it like that on generally on rye bread.
You'd have a full slice
rather than... Or two full slices, I say, would be one portion.
You had
half a slice. So you don't have... You know, you have five times what you had.
So how long would that last then, that last...
But then again, you know, but there's 20 people, so...
Yeah, must be eaten out, like that, once so opened, out consumed within how many...
I don't know.
I was worried that was going to be a bit more than it was. Sorry.
Well, I surprised myself. I quite liked it.
Well.
Well, I can leave it with you, Helen.
No, I didn't like it that much. I would only get to eat much of it. Like, I could eat the same amount again probably next week,
I'll leave you a bit. I'll leave whatever you want.
Do you want to double bag that and get that back on the tube?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, if the kids smelt that.
Yeah.
When Kia ran away from the other cheese, this would make her... I don't know what she'd do.
Interesting to say, yeah.
Yeah, that is strong. I think that is strong in a different direction than...
The age in front of your eyes.
There's a lot of innocence when you eat that cheese, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like in Indiana Jones when he drinks from the...
Yeah. They suddenly go off and get a mortgage or something. Just going to go and get a visa.
Start asking about insurance.
I've got some savings that aren't doing anything.
Yeah, in a piggy bank, just kicking around.
Interest rates being what they are, I'm bad.
That's a hell of a cheese, that, Tom.
I would recommend, we should do it again then, seeing as that wasn't a disaster, with rum. Because I'm telling you, like, I when I have it with rum, I'm in awe that two incredibly strong flavours, that cheese and the rum, seem to collide in the most perfectly elegant way, leaving minimal... You know, like imagine two wrecking balls coming down and just going dunk into each other. And
that's kind of what I thought about
perfectly,
this, yeah.
Balletically swinging away from one another.
Yeah, quite balanced.
Oh, let them.
When it's and if it's off balance, it's absolute destruction.
Yeah. I do feel like I might be sick.
I feel a little bit gimpy myself.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I mean, maybe on a after lifting, it's not advanced.
Maybe.
Yeah, with blood being occupied in other areas, the stomach is going, what the hell is happening here?
Earth of you just lost.
Yeah, we might need to return this. Yeah. It's a pokey end to a podcast that time.
Yeah, I am going to have to brush my teeth.
Oh, yeah. I'd wear a mask as well, Helen. Just...
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And what's it called?
I don't really know. I think that one's...
Tistrup Medjury. It's from Sterk. Extrelegret. Forgive me, my Danish-speaking listeners, for my attempt at the pronunciation.
Well, that's
I smelt it. Oh, I smelt it too strong there, Tom. It's incredible, isn't it, how cheeses vary. To go from, you know, a baby bell to that.
Yeah, when it actually, it's in the consistency world as a baby bell, or dare I say, a triangle of Dairy Lee.
Absolutely, yeah.
but it's far from it, as soon as you get your nose in it.
But it's got the potency of mercury, isn't it?
Yeah. Honestly, cut some off, but we need, have you got lots of bags?
Hang on, it says best before the 10th of January 2024. It's got off.
Oh, does it?
Ah, it explains everything.
Oh, that's why then. Oh, it's off.
Well, it's the 19th. It's 9 days out of date.
Jesus, no way.
That explains everything.
That cannot go off. I mean, well, it went off.
It can't go off any more than
it went off when it hit the shelves.
Helen, get this. It was a parting shot. Helen, come look at the sell-by date. Best before 10th of the 1st, 2024.
Is that today?
No, it's the 19th today.
Oh.
It's 9 days out of date.
Bloody thing's wrong.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. So I can't help but notice you have left a small amount on the chopping board.
Yeah, just well.
Do you want that?
No. By all means, you can. I mean, if you could probably. There you go.
That's started. That's what. 60 seconds afterwards, Tom.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well.
It's fast acting. It's fast acting. Yeah, you could probably dissolve it and use it to purge your drains. Yeah, 1 5-gram cube in a gallon of water should fetch most scum off any...
could clean any you've been through.
Soil pipe.
Insane.
You could eat your dinner off it when you've rinsed it through with that.
Incredible lift. Yeah, next week. Oh, let me just show you my cold plunge pool. This is what I've been getting into.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one.
There we go.
It is fast acting, isn't it? Oh. Yeah, check this out.
Jesus.
Look at the thickness of the ice. Crazy, isn't it? That's where I got in this morning. It's already... Oh, look, it's already turning into ice on the surface again.
And you just go in underwater.
I just have to, smash my way through. Look how thick it was this morning. Look, that's a beast I just threw out in order to get in. It's insane, isn't it?
That is very impressive.
But as I would say, I refer to my GP's comment when I said, is it any good for you? I said, I've absolutely no idea. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, but certain, like, big people on YouTube, like that... I want to say Hoffman or Hugh.
Yeah, Wim Hof. Yeah, Wim. He's all about it.
They all bang on about your cold bath.
Absolutely, yeah.
I've seen many a county-level athlete load themselves into a wheelie bin full of ice.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I've got a kid's paddling pool full of the baths and stuff.
So you must be onto something.
I just wonder your understanding of chemistry, which I always defer to you on as an my de facto expert. I'm putting my chlorine in, but I'm not running the filter at the moment because obviously I don't want the filter to freeze and burn the motor out. Right. But it's probably not going to algae up, is it, in this temperature?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not doing.
Yeah, it appears to be all right.
And algae needs sunlight, doesn't it?
I think so. We've not got loads of that.
Not a great deal of that, although it's sunny now.
I've had two very near skirmishes with the postman, who I now know his name. We're on first name terms now because he's seen me in my swimmers about to get in.
He must think he's dreaming or something.
Yeah. Catching a glimpse of those flanks when he's on his rounds.
Good God.
It's like a Carry On film.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.